Hi there. He glared and growled. Gad, what an ugly dog. What had they called him? A Rottweiler? He looked rotten, all right. Rotten and enormous. I mean, the guy must have weighed 100 pounds. A Rottweiler, that's what they called him. Anyways, we were sure proud to have him visiting the ranch. I sat very still and listened. Joe sat on the tailgate and called the dog to him. Come here, Bruiser. Be still. Those dogs won't hurt you. Slim took a toothpick out of his hat band and ran it through his teeth. That's a mighty big dog. I'd say there ain't much chance that Hank and Grover would hurt him. I've heard stories about them Rottweilers. Some of them have a bad attitude. Joe nodded. He is a big dog, and he ought to be able to whip his weight in wildcats. But you know, he's as silly as a goose. Most of the time, he goes around acting like King Kong. But he's scared to death of my wife's cat. Oh, heck, scared of a cat? Yes, sir. And the other day, he saw himself in the mirror and spent 3 hours hiding in the closet. To tell you the truth, I think he's a little bit... Joe's finger drew circles in the air beside his head. I'll be glad when my brother gets back home. Just then, Bruiser's head shot up. He'd seen our doe and fawn down by the creek. A growl sprang from his throat. He started barking and made a lunge. Joe grabbed one of his legs and tried to hang on, but Bruiser tore away from him, dived out of the pickup, and headed straight for the deer.
Bruiser, come back here! Bruiser!
Well, I was just sitting there observing and minding my own business. Next thing I knew, Slim was standing over me. Hank, go get him. Stop that dog before he kills the fawn. I stared into his face. What? Stop the dog? Was he crazy? That dog, for his information, gave every appearance of being a 150-pound wrecking machine. And if Slim thought... He grabbed my tail and hoisted me up. I hate to ask you to do this, but I'm asking. Get him stopped and I'll be right behind you. Now go! I swallowed a lump in my throat and looked towards the creek. Well, if Bruiser was afraid of cats, maybe...